Welcome to Wheel Season Episode 3.
Anyways, I am going to start messing around. Real, just quick elephant in the room. What happened to my neck?
God.
Long story. I was on holiday last week. Took my first vacation of the year. Well, since my birthday in January. Like my first, like, put the phone down. I'm not going to respond to team, clients, anything. Long story short, so just ignore it. I know it's a little gross. Today we've got an episode that I'm so excited to bring you because I'm going to show you how to actually find your first whale client. You know, you learned so much in the last episode that I know you might be, you know, you're itching. You're wondering, okay, I have my agency set up with everything that was learned in the last module, but like, how do I find clients? How do I start reaching out to clients? Well, in today's module, I'm going to show you, I believe, 7 or 8 different techniques and tactics to do this entirely free. Now, this module is actually taken directly from my latest program, Agency Navigator, which took me 2 years to make, cost thousands and thousands of dollars, and it's not even open for enrollment, so don't even ask. Now, that program has 115 modules, and this is one of those that I thought would be very valuable for you guys. So while existing Grad Agency students, which is, as I said, the only people that we've let in this year into that program, you know, these people have had to pay thousands and thousands for this information, and you guys are getting it for free, but I just thought it would be a fun little addition to this Wheel Season event. So I hope you guys enjoy this module. Just a heads up, in the Telegram group, we already announced the 5 winners for the iPhone 13 Pro, the iPad, as well as the 3 AirPods. The people who invited the most amount of friends to the event, and my assistant Amara is dealing with that giveaway right now. But we started a second round of giveaways, and with this giveaway, super simple. All you have to do is post something about whale season. It could literally be a photo of a whale, it could be a GIF, it could, you know, you could Photoshop something funny, anything to do with whale season, anything to do with how much you're enjoying it, and basically just spread the word. And I've actually been reposting on my story. Pretty much all my friends, I'm sure, have muted me at this point because there's hundreds and hundreds of stories on my Instagram. So just tag my Instagram at @emangaji. I'm gonna be reposting everything at the end of the 14 days. So I believe in like whatever 12 days time from now. I'm just going to look back through my history of stories and just look at the people who have tagged. You know, you can tag literally multiple times a day, every single day for the next 12 days. I'm just going to find 5 people who have caught my attention the most, whether they posted something that was really interesting, a really beautiful message, or a beautiful piece of content about whale season, or they literally just posted and tagged me 50 times, and they did it so many times that, you know, it really caught my attention. So with this one, it's basically down to me. The other one was more a numbers and a competition thing. So they said, you're still enrolled in that giveaway. And finally, in the Telegram group, and there's a link below to join that, I also just announced the 3 giveaway winners for the daily gadget giveaway. So that's the $120 blue light blockers that we make at my brand. And we give away 3 of those a day. So there's tons and tons of opportunities for you guys to win stuff. So anyways, I will stop talking because I know that you want to go ahead and watch this. Welcome to episode 3. I'm very excited for you guys to see episode 4 on Sunday. I would say that episode 4 is it is the best episode. So Sunday, really stay tuned and grab your popcorn because that one is going to be an incredible one. Anyways, episode 3, let's roll into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, in today's module, we are going to be thrifty. We're going to be resourceful because I am going to show you how to get, I don't know why I'm saying excuse my French considering how things have been like with the rest of the program when it comes to swearing, but long story short, you're about to get a fuck ton of leads. Whether you work with local businesses or whether you work with e-commerce, info product businesses, I'm going to show you how to gather these leads for free. Now, bear in mind, the same things that you're doing right here, and we're going to get onto that in just a second in terms of paid strategies, you know, this is what a VA can then go ahead and replicate, right? So you can go ahead and outsource it and you can duplicate yourself in that sense. So just bear that in mind. But the actual way that we extract leads as well as qualify them, this is all free. So with no further ado, let's get straight into today's module. As I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be one of the most important modules you'll watch in Agency Navigator because we'll be covering how to find leads as well as potential clients. Now, once you get to the end of this module, as well as having learned multiple innovative and useful methods, I hope you'll understand something really fundamental. And that's that at the end of the day, there are leads and clients everywhere. So in today's teaching, we are going to go over the tools you need to execute this understanding behind finding leads for local businesses. So the high level understanding or high level view, 4 methods to actually accomplish that, the high level view of lead sourcing for online businesses. Once again, 4 methods to accomplish that, as well as how to be consistent with these methods. Now, before we actually get into finding leads, I want to just present to you a few tools and some of my favorite tools to actually find the email addresses of leads, as well as validate that those are correct email addresses. Because, you know, if you're anything like me, You don't want people knowing your email address, right? And of course, it'll slip through the cracks here and there, but you know, my email address is not, or at least the one that I actually personally use, we even have a decoy one, you know, it's not readily available anywhere, you know? And everything, at least on the Gradiency side of things, everything gets, you know, whether that's billing, whether that's this, you know, because there's different sort of emails that we have. But at the end of the day, they all get threaded through into support at Gradiency.com. And that's going to be the same with most of the leads that you're reaching out to. So you need to have a few sneaky tricks in your arsenal. Now, bear in mind, you know, in the plug and play section of this module, which, you know, summarizes everything, and it's very heavy. There's a lot of information in this one. So once again, I'm not going to reference it in the module, but, you know, feel free to take a look at it after. In there, you will find a full list of links of different softwares that I recommend. And as I said, I'm going to mention a few here. And I will also break down exactly how to install them and get the most out of them. Now, before I do mention that, please understand that these tools, they go out of fashion and they go out of favor. You know, very similar to a lot of the LinkedIn automation tools, which we'll be getting into and, you know, very, very briefly. A lot of times there are little changes and amendments that, you know, these big tech companies make. And that kind of makes the software obsolete. So once again, remember, if there are any changes, you know, the you know, one of the big goals of building this platform and having all this effort, time and effort that's gone into it is having a really just beautiful, detailed plug and play section that can get updated anytime. So as I said, please refer to the plug and play section. And, you know, if there have been any amendments or, you know, one software has gone out of favor for us and we prefer a different one, it'll be listed there. Now, the number one tool I would recommend is that I'll give some alternatives in the plug and play is hunter.io. Now, for most people, I'd say it's free. If you are doing more regular checks, you will have to, you know, purchase some credits, but nonetheless, it's still a relatively inexpensive software. Now, once you've registered and installed the Hunter plugin on Google Chrome, every time you visit a website, all you need to do is just hover over the plugin icon. And basically what Hunter will do is it will scour the domain and other websites as well, which actually, you know, reference or point back to this domain, and it'll find email addresses which end in the same domain. So if the owner has been listed elsewhere in an article or publicly available database, for example, this will appear. And you can see right here, you know, we've got Will's Vegan Shoes and, you know, there's some other emails that were listed. And I'm going to take a wild guess and just assume that the owner of this brand is not going to be Farhad. It's going to be Will at Will's Vegan Shoes. Now, let's get back to finding leads. And first, we will start off with Google Maps. Now, for local businesses, this really is your bread and butter. Now, if you've never heard Google's mission statement, I'll go ahead and recite it here because you might find it a little interesting. Basically, their mission is to organize the world's information and make it easily accessible and usable for everyone. And we see this in broad variety from Google, all the way from, you know, Google Maps to digitizing every single book that's been written. But in a slightly more mundane application, what Google does is it keeps a directory of every single local business in your area. Now, of course, most businesses will actually opt in to be listed on Google, but they themselves proactively will go out and, you know, use different sources and figure out exactly what is where, what shops are where, what restaurants, establishments, et cetera, et cetera. It'll index all this stuff, you know, making note of whether, you know, a certain restaurant closed down or maybe they moved location. So when it comes to finding lists of local businesses, it really is as simple as just doing the search. And that's what we're going to do right now. So for example, here are restaurants in Vancouver. Now, what you can do after this is you can actually use some filters to narrow down your search as well. Now, while you are actually lead sourcing and doing this, I would recommend that you save each restaurant that you would like to reach out to in a, you can call whatever, a reach out to list, right? Now you can do this by clicking on the result, clicking save, and then basically just, as I said, adding it to list. This helps you to create an actual lead list inside of Google Maps. And you can access this later, you can remove leads once you've reached out to them, et cetera, et cetera. Now, once you have saved enough places, you can then use as a list, as I said, to update your outreach sheet. Okay. Now, obviously, I've shown you how to set up everything with Trello, Pipe Drive, and then, as I said, in future agency flow. But as mentioned, you can actually use this as kind of a lead list to start off with, right? Not really so much a CRM, but at least a lead list. And depending on your method of outreach, as I said, you can either note down the website or phone number, and then you can use a tool to find their email address. Next is Groupon. Now, you can actually use Groupon for both local businesses as well as online businesses, but in this instance, we'll be using it specifically in the domain of local businesses. Now, this is an incredible resource for a couple of reasons. First of all, you know, when you are doing sales and when you're attracting clients, one of the big things you want to look out for is intent. You know, every business that lists on Groupon already knows that they need to attract more customers, and they're willing to, you know, do the marketing in order to make it happen. It's just they're doing it in a way that's very clunky, slow, inefficient. And the second reason, you know, why Groupon is so good is because, as I said, they you know, look at intent. They already know that they need more customers, and marketing is the way that they're going to do it. It's just they're paying through the nose to actually list on Groupon. You know, most people don't realize that, you know, this is how these businesses work. They have a fee. So Groupon ends up taking a massive, massive fee in order to bring them leads. And it could be done so much more cheaply through, you know, whatever service that you're offering. And also it's something that's kind of more, you know, at the end of the day, Groupon is the one that controls the traffic. Whereas if you can control the traffic, lock in, especially for these local businesses, you know, collect emails, collect phone numbers, and really get, you know, take it into their world rather than the world of Groupon, then, you know, that's very, very powerful. So just like Google Maps, this is as simple as searching for your niche and a specific location. Now, of course, you can go nationwide too. Then you can actually also search the name of the business in Google. Now, whilst this module isn't about outreach, you know, it's really important to note that, you know, when you have a lead from Groupon, the last thing on earth you want to do is just treat them like any other lead, okay? Instead, use this as an angle. In your initial email to the business, you can let them know that you found them on Groupon and, you know, ask if it's working for them. Refer to them to the fact that, you know, Facebook ads or any other services that you're offering could be much more cost effective, and the reasons behind it. Now, this is far more likely to elicit a response than just a standard outreach email, because, you know, as I said, you're acknowledging the fact that they do have intent on growing. They do have intent on bringing new customers, and they're willing to pay for it. All you're doing now is you're just showing them that, hey, there might be better methods out there in order to make this happen. Another outreach method where leads have demonstrated a high intent is job sites like Reed or, you know, even LinkedIn job listings, et cetera, because there's a lot of people out there. Now, depending on the niche that you are operating in, you have to be very mindful of actually, you know, what you're searching, because most of the time the job listing won't be Facebook advertiser. Unless it's, you know, an actual agency that's looking to hire, and obviously that's not what we want. You know, more of these corporate jobs usually tend to be listed as like digital marketing executive or social media manager, stuff like that. So as I said, you've got these businesses out there that know they need this, or at least think that they want this in-house person to help manage all of their marketing. Now, what do they want? They don't necessarily care about someone being in-house. They just want someone to handle this aspect of their business. So really what you need to do when you're on Reed or LinkedIn or any of these other job listing sites is you need to really read between the lines. What are they asking for? You know, they might say, hey, you know, this person needs to be good at Facebook ads, you know, email marketing, et cetera, et cetera. Read between the lines and see what it is that they actually want. Next, once again, use this as an angle for your outreach. You know, decide whether that's email or whether you manage to find the business owner's personal Instagram account or their personal Facebook, whatever. Remember what outreach is. It's really just getting a message to a prospect. The medium in which you do it in doesn't really matter. So, you know, that's really up to you. But point is, you get in front of the prospect and you use it as an angle. You say, look, you know, I saw your job listing for a full-time role. Have you ever considered an agency? And you just run through all the benefits, you know, the headache of having to hire someone. If they're bad, fire them. And most of the time they are bad, you know, fire them, payroll, this, et cetera, and the flexibility of an agency and the fact that, you know, they have access to multiple people. You know, it's not just one person, it's multiple people's expertise. You know, most of the time agencies can provide a much better experience, much better results in a more cost efficient way, as well as with a lot more flexibility. Bear in mind, this is a no-brainer way of doing outreach, right? So there's a lot of people who try to get clients literally just by using this method. So as I said, a lot of agencies are quite wise to this, but a lot of businesses are also quite wise to it. So for that reason, you know, if a job spec says, please, no agencies apply, obviously respect their wishes and stay away from it. Next, we go to Facebook groups. Now, pretty much every town or city has a Facebook group for business owners, and many actually have dedicated Facebook groups specific to, you know, different types of businesses, right? For example, like dentists in London. Now, whilst many have rules and requirements to join, others are public and allow blatant self-promotion to push your business. The trick is really to be clever here. Okay, so let's say I was reaching out to a business in Cleveland. There's a number of methods I could use to find potential clients here. The first is to canvas the group for people who are already posting about their business. Okay, so click on their personal profile and add them as a friend. Send them a message and ask them about their business. You know, how long they've been running it for, and really just offer some free value. For instance, if they've just started their Facebook page, you could write them a couple of paragraphs on the benefits of running a Facebook page-like campaign. Then offer them the chance to book in a discovery call. Now, another method is to actually give a free offer in one of these groups. And, you know, I'm not talking about a free trial here, but I'm talking about basically, you know, what we discussed in that angle aspect of phase four, which is like, hey, do you have an angle that you can take them to? Whether that's a free ad audit, whether that's a, you know, three pieces of copy written for you on the house, like whatever it is, whatever sort of angle you can offer, you can actually go ahead and offer this in these groups. But once again, just have a, you know, still keep a pulse and just try to be sensitive to the dynamics of the group, and, you know, not to blatantly self-promote unless that actually is the dynamics of the group. Now, as I said, go to the group and just kind of kiss the proverbial ring, you know, like let the group know that you're super appreciative, super grateful. And for that reason, you know, you whipped up this free report. And also the other thing is, don't try to get people to opt in or this or that, or, you know, opt into a free case. Just give people live with no expectation of anything in return. And then if you get people commenting or liking it, or even, you know, well, those two are a good stepping stone for then you to reach out and potentially send them a Loom or ask them if they want a you know, sort of more broader sweeping audit. As I said, there's many, many ways that you can kind of skin this cat. Anyways, now we will be covering something slightly meatier, and that is lead generation for e-commerce businesses and info products. Now, as you might understand, especially when it comes to e-commerce businesses, this is a vast and expansive industry, and the term covers, you know, pretty much any website that sells something directly on it. So unlike for local businesses where you can search for, let's say, pest control in Florida, you have to know exactly what you're searching for and where to find it. So there are a couple of shortcuts that you can use to amass leads, but most of the time, when you're using free lead generation methods, you'll have to rely on smaller sources. So let's start with the biggest, and that's myip.ms. Now, before I detail what you'll be doing with this, remember, this is all covered in the plug and play. So, you know, don't worry about starting and stopping and taking notes. Now, myip.ms is an incredibly, I guess you could say, antiquated looking site that's extremely useful for searching, well, I mean, the entire internet, but specifically for websites that use Shopify, which is the most common e-commerce host. Now, to use this search function, you actually need to use the boxes indicated with arrows. Now, the arrow on the bottom left refers to the top level host function. So this is where you should search for and select Shopify. Next, go to popularity and input 300 on the left as the lowest value, and then 6,000 on the right as the highest value. Now, this ensures that you do not reach out to websites with low traffic, which are likely to be unqualified, and that you stay away from giant stores that at this stage of the journey, and as I said, you know, maybe you're coming into this process and you're already making 40K, you know, in which case, you know, you can bump that up. But as I said, especially once you get past like, well, I mean, fuck, like 30,000 a day, or even 20. I'd say 30,000 a day. That's really where you're starting to get into the massive businesses where it's like, it makes sense. Even as an agency owner, I would tell them, look, it makes sense for you to have in-house at this stage. Now, note that this last one shouldn't be followed strictly, as I said, but it's a pretty handy rule of thumb. As always, there will be outliers, so fiddle with these parameters until you find the client that's right for you. Next, using the top arrow, type in a search term that is most applicable to your niche. In this example, I've used watches, and let's take a look at the results. Now, using my own parameters, I have found a list of 27 watch dealers. Now, although myip.ms doesn't provide you with any information like emails or phone numbers, it does allow you to export a list of websites for you to populate yourself later with information, or, as I said, even get a VA to do that. Now, it is time to get a little bit more creative, and this is actually where we're going to lean on large databases out there like Amazon or larger department stores. Now, putting Amazon to the side for one second, for example, in the UK, I would look at things like John Lewis or Selfridges. Now, these department stores stock thousands of brands in so many different verticals, and a lot of these brands, while they may be doing well, you know, a wholesale, their e-commerce sucks. And by the way, speak to any sort of physical product business owner, most of them want to have their own brand. They want to go online, and, you know, they want to not rely on these massive department stores for their business. So let me actually give you a little illustration of that. So I actually went ahead on the John Lewis website in the UK and refined my search by moisturizers. Next, I went to most recently added and started looking. Now, the very first brand that came up, Egyptian Magician, I love that name, by the way, is a perfect example of this, right? Because I looked into them, and they're an established brand, loyal following. In fact, they were even featured in Vanity Fair and Harper's Bazaar and a few other ones that I spotted. They have a decent presence in retail stores, but they don't run their own Facebook or Google ads. Now, Amazon is an extension of this. There is one little caveat, though. The thing is with Selfridges, John Lewis, Harrods, like some of these department stores, Harvey Nichols, whatever it may be, you know, they have entire buying teams, right? So they kind of pre-vet and pre-qualify these businesses that, you know, they're large enough, that the products are good enough. They're not just, you know, just some random person, right? And they're not just like some 21-year-old who just started their, you know, fulfillment by Amazon, their FBA business, and just, bought a bunch of shitty sock from China. And that's kind of the only issue that you may run into when you're going on Amazon. So for that reason, you know, just keep one eye open when you're looking at Amazon, and just make sure you look at the reviews and also see, as I said, go on their website, you know, because yes, they may be selling on Amazon, but they could have many other distribution channels as well. So go on their website, see if they're still running ads, get a real feel for the business. The main thing I'm trying to say is just make sure you're not going to like FBA business and, you know, reaching out to unqualified prospects. And on that note, let's speak about the next method. Now, this involves the Facebook Ads Library. You know, this tool has been around for quite a few years at this point, but in its latest iteration, and I'll be honest, I was really surprised to see that it did this. It actually allows people not to just search for specific brands that are running ads, but also general keywords. So now you can search by country as well as your niche keyword. For example, let's say skincare. And let's see what happens. Now, as I said, this might seem counterintuitive to look for clients who are already running ads, but your job is to search through these adverts for clients whose ads probably aren't converting well. Now, they've already shown intent to run Facebook ads, right? As I said, like one big thing that you're looking for is intent. Like, are they open and like, do they know they need more customers? Do they know that Facebook works? And just because that's the case and they're already doing it doesn't mean that they're doing it well. Right? As I said, they know they probably can work and they're familiar with the concept. It just may not be working for them. And, you know, people don't realize that most brands out there don't even run profitable ads. And, you know, I think a lot of people in the Gradiency community are shocked when you see the results that other agencies are getting for some of the brands that, you know, you poach or you end up signing. So, as I said, they may be running ads, but that doesn't mean it's working for them. Okay, so think of it kind of like car dealerships. They always pool in the same location because if someone comes away disappointed from one test drive, they go look at another model. So let me really just reiterate that. Just because they're running ads doesn't mean that they're happy, or, you know, maybe even the ads are okay, but the workflow with their existing agency, they hate working with their existing agency, right? Because they're clunky and communication bad a myriad of different reasons. So as I said, this is just this beautiful directory that we have access to. Now, when you look through these adverts, I want you to look for four things. First things first is bad creatives. Now, this includes any brand that relies on pack shots or anything that's heavily graphic designed. Next is bad copy. If it's short form or witty, most of the time it's not converting well. Next is lack of variation. If the brand is only running one advert, that means they're not testing or running any variables or multiple ad sets. And last is if the brand has boosted an Instagram post instead of running an advert. I mean, that's a really big sign, because that just means that they're still in the kiddie pool. Now, once you find a brand like this, hover over the page and check how many likes it has. If it has less than 5,000 likes, in general, I recommend you just steer clear, because as I said, at that point, they're probably not well established enough, or they probably don't have the budget for it. But if they do, start researching the lead and use this as an angle for approaching them. The next method is to leverage Instagram's algorithm, because, you know, the reason Instagram is, you know, where it is today is because it looks at content that you consume and then it tries to tailor more content like that. Now, we can actually use that in our favor, and I'll show you how in just a second. The first step is to find your archetypal client. And that doesn't necessarily mean your dream client. So for example, if you're looking at working with perfume companies, don't follow Chanel. You know, go for an account with a reasonable following, you know, anywhere from 20,000 all the way up to, let's say, 2, 3, maybe even 400,000. Now, if you're already following them, unfollow and then click follow. Next, Instagram will suggest other accounts for you to follow. So click on see all and you'll be taken to step 3, which is a list of leads who are similar to the one you selected in the first place. You know, that archetypal client, you know, kind of that nucleus that you work from. So ladies and gentlemen, that was Instagram. The next method we're going to be looking at is Kickstarter, because Kickstarter has a lot of either emerging or fully funded businesses that now, as I said, have a budget for this stuff and can actually then go look to market. So for example, if you use their search function and tailor it to your niche requirements, but also include the percentage as raised over 100%, you'll be given a list of fully funded projects which needs marketing and have a loyal following. You know, this basically means that, hey, they've put out a campaign, they've been successful, and now they actually need to deliver on these products, as well as, you know, now they've actually got some good backing and finances behind them. So when you toggle by percentage raised to over 100%, in the wearable category, the first product you're suggested is the Ergo Posture Pro. And guess what? They're not running Facebook ads. They don't even have a Facebook pixel installed. But what they do have is a clear proof of concept and 410 people who have backed the project. So ladies and gentlemen, we have pretty much exhausted, you know, sort of the mass market databases at this point. So now it's time to get more specific. And yes, this is time consuming, but arguably could even be more fruitful because it's such a beautiful angle to approach the client with. And what we're doing right here is we're looking for, you know, magazines, editorials that compile lists of top 10 this, top, you know, top 10 vegan fashion brands, top 10 perfume, you know, top 10 up and coming perfume brands, top 10 candle brand, you know, sort of stuff like that. And they're doing this stuff all the time. And we're actually going to go ahead and we're going to look for that. And that's going to be a way to not only lead source, but a beautiful angle to approach the client with. So I actually went ahead and searched on Google for the best ethical brands in 2020. And there were hundreds of results. And I clicked on this one particular. Articles like this are great because they cover emerging brands rather than established ones that, you know, you'd be unlikely to sign. Now, once you find leads like this, remember to reference this article when you actually reach out to them. Now, as I said at the beginning of the module, there are, you know, I've given you numerous specific examples here, but the one big takeaway is there's just a abundance of leads. You know, there's leads everywhere. Most, you know, in most cases, there's more leads than you know what to do with, right? As I said, it's just about presenting the message to the prospect at the right time, right? And the last thing, and there's an incredible book, I'll get Tristan to pop it up here. I think, I always say radical, but it's fanatical. Fanatical Prospecting, Jeb something, as Tristan will pop the cover up on screen. Read that book, you know, read that book. I strongly recommend it because, you know, with that in mind, you're gonna look at every single business owner as a lead. And even to this day, because we have such a specific client that we work with, I still look at every person as a lead because I know that I could refer them to someone in my network, an agency in my network, and get a kickback, you know, from that agency. I know that, hey, maybe they may not be a lead, but, you know, most of the time business owners know other business owners, you know? And if I get them on my good side, then, you know, they'll go ahead and refer me business. And especially 5 years into the journey as I'm in, we actually get a lot of referrals, like a lot. And so much so that it's one of those things where I know a lot of other agency owners out there would just kind of be like, okay, my business can survive off this. So long story short, when you implement all these specific tactics, but then you always have the mentality of whoever you meet is a potential lead, then really that's when you have so much abundance. So ladies and gentlemen, the action step for today is if you are going to offer services to local businesses, I want you to just go ahead, and by the way, you don't need to take action on it. I just want you to get in the habit of it. I want you to go ahead and find a lead using Groupon. Now, if you're working with e-commerce business owners, I want you to go out right now and find a lead on myip.ms. Just click around, get to know these platforms. So ladies and gentlemen, that is the module on being very, very resourceful when it comes to lead sourcing and doing it in a, I was gonna say cost effective, but in a free way, right? In the next module, I'll show you guys how to put a little bit of spend behind it and, you know, when it's actually worth it for you. So on that note, I hope you guys enjoyed. Catch you in the next one.